This new facility is a 2,400 head wean to finish facility. So the hogs will come in as 14 pounds, 15 pounds, and they will stay here for about 6 months before they are market weight, and then move on to market.
A little bit about the decision-making process in moving forward with adding livestock to your corn and soybean operation.
Livestock's not necessarily new to our operation. We have a cow-calf operation currently, but adding the swine back to our farm has been something that's been missing for about 15 years. One of the reasons I wanted to get back into it was I was looking for an additional revenue source to help keep me on the farm. Coming back to farm full-time in 2013 was kind of the tail end of the high grain prices, and so now I'm at a point where I need to look for other avenues of income outside of the corn and soybean row crop operation, so this was an opportunity that presented itself for that.
I know it's interesting because we're talking to you in late 2017 and how kind of the face and the culture of farming have changed. When you hear some of these farmers say, well, I'm diversifying by adding, or you have cow-calf, but adding swine back to the operation, that's kind of an agriculture anomaly when you look back to how the trade was back in the 40s and 50s, where farming was basically a catch-all of everything. So you're kind of going back to the roots of farming, aren't you, when you bring some of this stuff back on the farm?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The farm here on the eastern side of Mercer County was kind of started in the 1960s with my late grandpa and my grandma Belle, and I believe that their farm was built the way it is today, or got to the place that it is today, from livestock, and so I thought it would be nice to kind of get that whole avenue going back again like it used to be, and hopefully it'll help stair-step our operation again for the future generations too.